Welcome. I'm really glad you're here. Before we begin, I'd like you to know something. There is no right way to do this course. You don't have to listen perfectly. You don't have to remember everything. You don't even have to finish every exercise. This isn't school. There's no test at the end. This is simply an opportunity to begin reconnecting with yourself. If you've left a cult, a high-control group, or a spiritually abusive environment, you may have spent years believing that everything depended on getting things exactly right, following a doctrine, following policy. You know, sometimes you're told if it isn't written, it isn't true. There's all kinds of things that you might be used to doing. Maybe you were taught that there's only one correct answer, only one acceptable belief, only one approved way to think. If that's been your experience, I want this course to feel different. Throughout these lessons, I'm not going to tell you what you should believe. You've had enough of that. I'm not going to replace one authority with another. Instead, my hope is that you'll slowly begin to recognize your own inner wisdom. Sometimes people expect healing to happen all at once. They leave the group and think they should immediately feel free. But recovery is actually much quieter than that. It often begins with something very small. A new question, a different perspective, a moment where you notice an old fear instead of automatically believing it. Those moments matter. In fact, they often become the foundation for everything that follows. As you move through these lessons, you may discover emotions you haven't felt in a long time. You may notice sadness, relief, anger, confusion, hope. Sometimes several of those emotions in the same day. That's completely normal. You don't have to fix those feelings. You only need to notice them. You'll also find a short reflection exercise after each lesson. These are not homework assignments. They're invitations. If a question feels helpful, spend some time with it. If it doesn't, simply move on. There's no pressure. Everyone's different. You'll also find journal prompts. Writing often helps us hear thoughts we've never spoken aloud. But if journaling isn't your style, that's okay too. You might simply sit quiet and think about the questions instead. Meditate on them, whatever feels right to you, in other words. Finally, each lesson ends with one small daily practice. These practices are intentionally simple. Healing rarely comes from giant moments. It comes from repeated small experiences that teach your nervous system something new. Every time you pause before believing an old fear, every time you ask whether a thought truly belongs to you, every time you make one small decision from your own values, you're teaching yourself that life can be different now. Perhaps the most important thing I want you to remember is this. You're the one in control here. If you want to pause the recording, pause it. If you want to repeat a lesson, repeat it. If you need a break for several days, take the break. Recovery is not about obeying another system. Recovery is about learning to trust yourself again. That means your pace matters. Your comfort matters. Your choices matter. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this beginning. When you're ready, continue to lesson one, and we'll begin by exploring one of the most common questions people ask after leaving a high-control environment. Why does it still feel like they're in my head? I'll see you in that lesson.